Yeah, go ahead. Go to his house.
But Gary...
There is no problem, right? I mean, you are there at minicamp. I mean, you have been talking to the coaches and stuff, right?
Oh, yes. I've been there, here, every day, getting interviews, you know, on tape.
So there's no problem with you talking to your close, warm, personal friend, Bill Parcells.
Oh, okay, I'm on my way. Hurry, old Pinto. I just pulled up to the driveway of Bill Parcells' house.
Oh, good. Well, I guess you'll have Bill on the phone with us in a minute, then.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of quiet here this morning. I'm going up to the front door now. Big, huge double doors.
Yeah?
Look at these knockers.
Excuse me?
He's asleep. Okay, Mr. Leonard.
No, Mr. Leonard. Go, yeah. Go around the back. See if he's back there.
Okay. Okay. I'm in the backyard. I'm just going to go around to this. Uh-oh.
What?
I forgot about Buster, his big Rottweiler dog.
Oh, no.
He's sleeping in the corner. Shh. Don't say nothing. It's okay, though. It doesn't scare me because I learned from my old Indian friend, Washawahanabe, how to walk past animals in their sleep without waking them up. It's a little tiptoe effect, you know.
Right.
It's okay. Buster, it's me, Mr. Leonard from D-100. That's it. Okay, baby. You're all right. Everything's all right. Oh, Buster, that's a good dog. Buster loves Mr. Leonard. Mr. loves Mr. I'm back in front of the house. I'm looking through a little slit in the curtains and in front of the big plate glass window.
Good.
I think the dog woke somebody up.
Oh, really?
Sure, because it's... Yeah. There's somebody in the living.
Is it Bill?
In his house, goes, he's probably gonna get the keys and open the front.
What happened?
Oh, good. Oh, look at this. He gave me a souvenir football, Gary.
Oh, wonderful.